It's time for another episode of The Lowdown with your host, David Beach. You can find The Lowdown on NOSSAOnline.com, bringing you news, information, and an assortment of unusual opinions. Dealing with short and tall, covering it all in weekly live recorded broadcasts from locations throughout the world and from its broadcast studios in lovely Pasadena, California. You can email the show at lowdowndavid@gmail.com or follow along with the exploits at lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. And now, please welcome to the microphone, David Beach.
He's back! He's back! Oh my gosh! What the heck? Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for another episode of The Lowdown. Hello, I'm David Beach, and it is time to get going. Now, let me start off by first and foremost and most importantly apologizing to each and every one of my listeners. That would be a good five of you. If you listen to the podcast number, I don't know, two, maybe three, I was going on and on and on about those podcasts that only go about six or seven podcasts, and then they stop. And I've become one of those. I stopped after podcast five or so, but I'm back, and I want to apologize for having stopped. Life got interesting, things got out of hand, and no, they didn't. I just got lazy. That's really what it boils down to. But I do have podcasts coming up. I am going to be giving you an entire year of podcasts, and most importantly, this one, the one you're listening to right now, is a freebie. So if I screw up, it doesn't count because it's 0.5 of the new season of The Lowdown. And we'll just get started right away. Now, here's the deal. What you're going to be hearing tonight is actually an interview I conducted in January of last year, very early on, with a gentleman from GrowTaller.net. I found out about them while I was doing other podcasts and thought I would check it out. And sure enough, GrowTaller.net provided me with a very, very interesting podcast. Now, this is also a new year, a new president, and we have hope and change. And I'm hoping to change the introduction of the podcast, and I have. And just as I was, this is actually the second attempt to record podcast 0.5, because just, and I kid you not, I was just talking about how great my new computer was when suddenly the whole thing just stopped. And I had gotten a really nice start on that podcast. But so we're starting over. And so far, the software seems to be running well. The computer's great. It's a really nice, new, fast computer. Everything's going great. So I'm very excited about these new podcasts. Now, before we get going, some information from NOSA Online. They're going to be having elections in November. They're going to be doing another documentary that's set to be released in 2011. So there's your information from NOSA Online. This is your information from me. And this is Podcast 0.5, which has a great interview from a gentleman at GrowTaller.net. Now, I've subscribed to their newsletter. It's their How to Grow Taller and Increase Height free newsletter from GrowTaller.net. And it's a very interesting interview. I'm not going to tell you anything more about it. I have listened to it since January. But you take a listen to it and tell me what you think. And then let me know. Now, you can write me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com, or you can also follow along at the blog, and this is why I stopped doing these. You can follow along at the blog, lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. Now, I need to know you guys are out there. I need to know what you want to hear. I need to know what you're thinking. I need to know there are people listening, because who wants to just sit around and talk to themselves with their mug of coffee and the studio cat sitting behind me, and Wally over here on the board. How you doing, Wally? All right, so I'll just get underway with this next. This is a great interview. I hope you enjoy it. And then stick around, because we got new podcasts coming up at NOSAOnline.com. Thank you for listening. And now, here's that interview.
Is Joe there?
This is Joe. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Okay.
My name is David Beach. I'm the host of a podcast called The Lowdown. I spoke to you a
couple of... Oh,
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could have a brief interview with you for the podcast.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. I'm just curious what your product does to help me
grow... I'm sorry to interrupt you. I didn't mean to do that. If by any chance we get interrupted, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
It's actually, I'm only looking for like a few minutes just to talk and find out what it is you offer. If I'm 5'6", I'm assuming, I don't know, is there an age limit before I could actually increase my height?
Okay. By the way, my name is Joe Jaley, mm-hmm. and we have been offering this particular product now going on 11 years. What it is, in answer to your question in general terms, is a pair of shoes insoles, reflexology device that massages the feet. And in turn, it helps promote natural hormone growth. In response to your original question, the maximum age is 35 years of age. The majority of clients that we have, that we cater the program to, are parents that their kids didn't grow much during puberty stage.
Okay.
So they get concerned. They don't want to give them any chemicals or hormone shots. And so they come to us and they get the device. In some cases, they also combine it with a supplement that we have. So it helps them achieve a natural growth spurt or a natural high increase. Then you have 18 to 25s, those who don't smoke, drink, and lead a balanced, healthy lifestyle. They can also benefit from following the program, along with the stretching exercises that we offer, a combination diet of natural proteins, balancing carbohydrates, and the same goes for 25 to 35s.
So, it's basically, correct me if I'm wrong, it's basically a massage unit?
Right, well, the device, it's a shoes insert insoles.
Okay.
That is worn inside the shoes, and it has little dots, not needles, nor is it vitally operated, and it helps massage the feet in the sense of reflexology.
And how...
Go
ahead.
By doing so, in reflexology, the feet are considered the second heart. By doing so, it stimulates the big toe, which in turn connects to the pituitary gland, which in turn will naturally process or release natural hormone growth, which enables someone's metabolism to create natural hormone growth.
And how much, what's the success rate you have with this? How many inches does it...
I was about to get into that.
Okay.
As I mentioned earlier, the majority of clients that we have are parents, are kids among the age of 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. And again, they didn't grow for 2-3 years. They had gone to the doctor, the doctor took an x-ray, well, you've done grown. So they try to find a safe, natural solution. That particular age category of customers have an 80%+ success rate.
I'm sorry, 84 did you say?
80%+
okay.
success rate. Then you have the 18 to 25, those have a 70% chance, probability of getting a natural height increase proportionally. And then the 25 to 35 leading healthy lifestyle, those have a 45 to 55% chance
okay.
of getting a natural height increase. And this is all based upon natural medicine.
Now,
or a natural method.
So, now, you don't give any supplements. There's nothing along that line. That's a dietary for the second group you mentioned. But the first group is just basically the concept that the pituitary gland is being stimulated essentially through the big toe. Is that?
That is correct. And what happens is, back in 2002, we started combining cellular therapy, which is FDA approved in the United States, coming from the sheep, we also have from vegetarian, in 2002. Started combining with the inserts along with the notebook, I mean the ebook, excuse me, that has the stretching exercises and the know-how to follow everything correctly. Because back in the early 70s, Dr. Paul Niehaus, the inventor of live cell therapy, he gave it to some children that couldn't grow properly.
Right.
They didn't suffer or were are born with a birth defect, such as people who are dwarfs. They just couldn't grow properly for whatever reason.
So if there is a birth defect along that line, or that's the way you were born, you can't offer any help along that line.
Right. And we never mentioned anything, which, by the way, brings up to the point, our website, that is for short people support, that they say, well, we scam, we this, we that. And it's not true. That's because they're dwarves, and we have nothing to do with that. You know, that's God's will, you know? But so, this is a natural alternative way of getting a high increase.
How do you know that the benefits, the ones you give that are post-pubescent, how do you know the benefits of the height they get isn't just a late growth spurt or attributed to what you're doing?
Can you please hold on that thought, please?
Sure.
Hold on to that.
No, not a problem.
Go ahead with the question one more time.
Well, I'm just curious because you say it sounds like a relatively high 80% success rate, and yet you're dealing with post-pubescent kids who could have an average growth spurt.
Well, again, yeah, remember what I mentioned earlier. The majority of clients are parents whose children do not grow for 2 to 3 years.
Which,
therefore, during the puberty stage.
Right. But there is a growth spurt after puberty for some. How do you,
right.
Is there a way of dividing that? Do you know for sure that that would not have happened in the success you've had?
Yes. And the reason is, which is not in self-denial, and again, that is tied into reflexology. The reason is because we have people even come to our offices, to our store. They say, look, I didn't grow for 3 years. I thought I was done growing. What am I doing wrong? Am I not eating properly? I'm eating proper foods. Well, for whatever reason, they didn't have a good pituitary gland stimulation or natural hormone growth production. Therefore, they were done growing. The doctor had done an x-ray for them. Said, you may grow an inch, maximum perhaps two. Well, the x-ray may be 70-80% accurate. Well, our program shows them that they could have grown 4 or 5 inches, which many people have. So, you know, again, we're looking at a situation where people say, well, there's no solution anymore. I don't want any chemicals, but you know what? Let me try this. And it works for them. So, again, it's not a scam or a psychological stimulator.
Now, I'm just curious, and I know it's probably different for each client. How much are we talking about financially to for the system?
What do you mean, as far as the investment? Well, the device cost $59.95.
Okay.
A pair can last up to 4 years. We cannot make any direct claims because of the FDA. The FDA knows who we are, by the way.
Okay.
And in some cases, we send out promotions of get up 10%. Sometimes we give it away with the supplement purchase that we sell, which is from Switzerland.
Okay, so the supplement doesn't have United States FDA?
Yes, it does.
It's
also approved by the FDA, I was about to say that, and USDA. And that one goes for $174.95, a box for 1 month supply, which price is going to be going up.
Okay.
The next couple of months.
Now, at $175 for a month's supply, and how long do you recommend they take that?
It is based upon the person's age and also based upon the program duration, which is 6 months.
Okay.
So let's say that a person asks, well, do I need to buy 6 boxes right now? We say, no, you don't have to. If you buy a box and you do the program for a whole month or a month and a half, let's say, in the ebook, it tells them that they should measure their progress, their height, every 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So they do it in the morning and at night, and now they determine whether or not they've grown. Therefore, within that amount of time, they say, wait a second, it is working for me. It's not a temporary height increase, nor is it going to be reversed. So that's how they get into continuing with the program, which can show a lot of people that it can work for them within the first 90 days.
And you must have a lot of people out there that, I mean, you mentioned scam. You must have a lot of people that feel as though that
yeah,
you're kind
some
of...
people come to us with that particular statement, but a lot of people not only believe in us, but they actually run the program so they grow. And
okay.
So, you know, the proof is in the pudding. So are we doing something here that is called a scam or you know, forced advertisement? Absolutely not. This is natural medicine, reflexology. And it works for a lot of people. Does it work for everybody? No, it does not. Does it work for a lot of people? Yes, it does.
Now, when it doesn't work for somebody, what would you generally blame the reason? Why would it not work?
Okay, there's two different reasons. One of them is perhaps the person didn't do it right. They didn't go the whole nine yards, meaning they didn't follow the instructions correctly. Or it just didn't work for them. Perhaps they smoked, they drank a lot of alcohol, and that may have an influence on not helping them with the growth plate.
Well, I don't have a lot more time. I would love to have another conversation with you in the future. My schedule has been pretty busy right now. What would be the possibility of me talking to one of your clients who's had success?
You know, I tell you this: all of the testimonials are real; they're not fabricated. We know one particular person who actually sells the device.
Uh-huh.
He has nothing to do with us, and we can try to communicate with him. So he can tell you in his own honest words that it truly worked for him.
Okay.
But we will need to arrange that ahead of time, get his consent, and then, you can communicate and agree at a time, where you can be able to talk to him.
That sounds great.
And what is your website again, please?
It is, we are nossaonline.com, which is where the podcast is.
So that's it. That was the interview with Joe from growtaller.net. Now, I'm not going to give you any comments on that. I'm just going to leave it as it is. And this is another episode of The Lowdown. This is David Beach. And once again, this is podcast 0.5. So we got a whole bunch more coming. I appreciate you listening in. Write me at lowdowndavid @gmail.com. It's been a while, but I'm back. Thanks for listening in. Have a great day.